hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And you know, I talked about it in Hour 1. We gave away a copy of the Sharkwater DVD to our winner. And last week we gave away a couple more copies. And I was talking about it on Maxim Radio this week. Of course, I'm talking about Sharkwater. The DVD has just been released. And the star of that film on the phone with us right now, Rob Stewart. How you doing, Rob?
Good, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, and I know you've been like traveling the world right now promoting the DVD release of Sharkwater, which is available at your local DVD retailer and also available on Blu-ray. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did. It's on Blu-ray. Looks great. Lots of special features.
Absolutely. It's good stuff. Now, are you traveling the world promoting this, or are you like working on a new project right now, Rob?
I'd love to be working on a new movie, but Sharkwater hits theaters in Australia and New Zealand and Sweden. And it just hit theaters in France, so I'm sort of still stuck on the world tour. And
I got you.
I don't get to work on a new movie until about July.
Okay, so you're still in that PR mode, so to speak. You're just answering all the questions. Now, I know you're at the airport right now in L.A. Have you been following this whole shark attack thing? I mean, they just had a fatal attack last week in San Diego. I'd imagine that's popped up on your radar a couple times in interviews. Is that true?
Yeah, it has. Sort of every time a shark bites someone in the United States, I'm the counterpoint that they bring into it to talk about it, to say, no, you know, the shark didn't want to eat the person. If it did, the person would be gone. So I do end up talking about these things every time they do happen.
Yeah, is it getting old for you, Rob? Are you ready to talk about dolphins and turtles and other critters, or are you still as fired up about the sharks and saving the sharks as you have been when you made that film, Sharkwater?
I'm still as fired up about it as when I started. I have been talking about the same thing for about a year and a half, though. So I'm pretty excited about another movie. What Sharkwater did was it forced me to become a filmmaker and learn how to make movies. And I made the most important movie I knew when I made Sharkwater, but now that I know what to do, the next movie is about how humans are going to survive the next 100 years.
Are you excited about that project or what?
I'm excited about it because it's going to, you know, put me in way over my head again. Well, one of the coolest things about making Sharkwater was, you know, as you know, I almost died a half dozen times trying to make it. It took 5 years in 15 countries, and it forced me to grow as a human being because I got in so deep. And I'm really looking forward to the next one because it is the biggest thing I could possibly think of and absolutely the most important thing. Because, you know, instead of, you know, more Toyota Priuses and recycling, you know, we need a revolution for humans to survive on the planet. And I think the power of film and the power of movies can help push that revolution.
Yeah, now on the movie Sharkwater, you got to be pretty good friends with the guy from the Sea Shepherd Society. What, Paul Watson, is that his name?
Yeah, that's him.
Is that the kind of road you're planning to take here in the future, maybe, with him doing some stuff like that, saving the planet kind of deal, or what?
Not so much, no. I'm more focused on the bigger picture, on the fact that, you know, we've built economy and industry all based upon the destruction of the ecosystems that we depend on for survival, and that, you know, in the next 40 years, every single fishery will have entirely collapsed. We'll have, you know, close to 10 billion people on the planet. 2 billion of them are estimated to be underwater. And, you know, we'll have 30% of the forest we have now. I mean, we're in serious trouble as a species, and I love what Paul Watson does because he's ripping around the world, drawing attention to these issues. But I think my sort of role is, I guess, a bit of a communicator where I can bring these issues to light and give people the blueprint for what they need to do to survive and to get out of this situation.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff. Your film Sharkwater really is a great tool for divers or just any people that want to save sharks. I mean, that's what I was talking about last week on the show, that divers ought to take this film and show it to their non-diving buddies to put shark attacks into perspective and the fact that really they have more reason to worry about us than we do about them.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the numbers, there's between 7 to 10 billion people swimming in areas where sharks hunt every year, and about 60 people get bitten by sharks. I mean, that makes sharks the least harmful, you know, large predator the planet has. So I think Sharkwater gives people the ability to show the reality and show what's actually going on and the fact that they're not interested in us.
Now, what has been the coolest thing you've been doing since you've gotten into this whole media feeding frenzy around Sharkwater? I mean, you've won numerous awards for the film, and I know you've been traveling the world. You said you're just heading to Australia, New Zealand, and doing some premieres there. I mean, how cool is that for you, Rob? Are you digging it or what?
It's different. I mean, I went from being a wildlife photographer where I spent, you know, most of my time traveling in the depths of the third world photographing animals to spending most of my time traveling, except I don't get to photograph animals or even see them. I get to talk to people and do interviews and rip around the world and promote the movie. So it's different. It's a balance, which is really fun. I mean, I get to, you know, make films and spend a lot of the time, you know, in the creative arts. And then the other times I get to rip around and be at really cool parties and film festivals. And like right after Australia, we go to the Cannes Film Festival, and so it's all overwhelming, totally new, and makes you feel like I'm a little kid again.
Yeah, well, I bet it does. I mean, do you have a standout? Has there been a star or someone like George Clooney or someone you've run into and been able to shoot the crap, so to speak, and just go, hey, this is pretty sweet?
Yeah, we've met a ton of people, actually. It's surprising how many celebrities actually have come out in support of the movie and Sharkwater. We've been hanging out with Stuart Townsend and Charlize Theron, and they're big supporters of the cause. And Stuart is working on a Paul Watson feature film right now. So it looks like, you know, conservation is becoming cool, and people are starting to really take the message when it needs to be taken.
Have you been in that diving mode where you offered to take some of these stars diving? Have you been having those kind of conversations too, or are you just kind of doing your thing?
I'm just sort of on a beeline towards a vacation.
Yeah, where does somebody like you go on vacation when you've been traveling the world promoting a film? I mean, where do you go, dude?
Ooh, back underwater with sharks as soon as I can.
Yeah, back to Galapagos, or do you got a spot where you want to go diving with the sharks again, or what?
I would love to go back to Cocos or to Malpelo. That would really be amazing.
Yeah?
I spend so much time talking about these animals and promoting the cause, and I so rarely actually get to hang out with them that, you know, I'm so excited to get back to basics, get back underwater, and reconnect with the animals that I love so much.
Yeah, well, what about great whites? I mean, you're out there in California right now. You ever been tempted to go out to Guadalupe and do some of that great white shark diving stuff out there, or what?
I have been tempted to go to Guadalupe, actually, numerous times, but the problem is Sharkwater keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, you got a exactly. Job to do. Yeah, well, hey, you got to have your priorities set straight. And I think you do. It's good stuff. Yeah, you're always welcome to come diving with us, dude. We're going out like every other week to someplace. I'm out in the Bahamas next week on a liveaboard, but I don't think we're going to do a ton of shark diving. I think we're going to, hopefully, we're going to run into some wild dolphin pods if we're lucky.
That sounds like fun.
How about your next film being Dolphin Water? Aren't you? Isn't it like shark overload for you now? Come on.
Ooh, I don't think you can get overloaded with sharks. Sharks are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get overloaded on dolphins, that's for sure.
All right, well, it's sharkwater.com. Check it out on the web. And, of course, you can pick up the DVD at your local DVD retailer here in the U.S. on DVD, home video, or Blu-ray. Rob, thanks for checking in, dude. Don't get too jet-lagged, and we'll check in with you in a few weeks and see how things are going with you. Or just give us a report on your next shark dive, okay, dude?
I will, absolutely.
All right, hey, let's move on. On the line, I think we ought to keep the theme of sharks going, is Net Doc from Scuba Board. We know him as Pete, Net Doc, whatever you want to call him. He's a good guy, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You know, we've just been talking about the DVD Sharkwater. I know that's a big part of your forum, scubaboard.com, right?
It sure is. We have a shark forum, and we have an ecological forum where we talk about sharks all the time. But, you know, one thing we hardly ever talk about is how to avoid being bitten by sharks.
Yeah, why is that?
because they hardly ever buy divers.
Good point. See, I was just setting you up there, Pete, you know? You know, divers, we know this, you know, but it is part of our role as ambassadors to the sea and to educate the public. That's one of the reasons why we host SharkAttackFile.com. I know you guys are starting to promote that at Scuba Board as well, and hopefully together we can kind of educate the public along with DVDs like Sharkwater and put this in perspective so people don't want to go out there and kill these animals when we have nothing to fear when it comes to sharks, right?
You know, I agree. One of the prize things for a diver to see underwater is not a goby. It's not an angelfish. It's not the bat ray. It's a shark.
Absolutely. They're magnificent animals when you see them up close and personal underwater. I mean, you talk about, I mean, it's almost like
the holy grail
of underwater photography is getting that perfect shark shot, isn't it?
Not just getting the shark shot, but getting the shark with his mouth open and biting on something, because that's what we all perceive sharks to do, like being big biting machines.
Right, and the only way to get them close, and let alone get them to bite on something, is obviously to offer food to them or have them in some kind of feeding situation. Otherwise, they don't ever come near us. We can't. They're afraid of our bubbles. They're just, I mean, it's so rare to even see a shark underwater. It's disappointing, actually, when you start to dive and you realize how rare it is to actually see a shark on just a random dive.
Exactly. You know, I wish I could see sharks more regularly than I do. I think it's my face. I'm not sure. It scares them off.
You think that's what it is?
It scares the women off.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that. Maybe you need a bang stick. Yeah, it's something to do with a bang stick, I'm sure.
You know what they use for shark attracting here in Florida, don't you?
What's that?
Surfboards.
Surfboards, of course. Hey, the surfers are the only ones getting bit. The people hanging out on, we don't need them anyway. There's too many surfers.
There are too many, and it's not even good surfing water here in Florida. Go to California. It's safer.
It is kind of nutty. Well,
almost safer.
Yeah. But, of course, then they turn it around on us and say, hey, so those dive operators feeding sharks in the Bahamas or off in the Caribbean that's making our surfing more dangerous. That's nonsense. Just nonsense.
Absolute nonsense. You know, it's even more nonsense. Have you been to Moat Marine?
I have, yeah.
Okay, they have a whole section on all the crap we have tried to use to protect ourselves from sharks. Too funny.
Really?
They've got electronic devices that you wear on your tank. They've got dyes. They've got all sorts of stuff, you know, to keep sharks from biting you.
You know, there's always somebody working on some new technology, whether it's a cloud of dust, underwater particles, or juice, or some kind of special sunscreen. Maybe someday someone will break through that barrier. Otherwise, it's probably a bunch of snake oil for now. But, hey, if it makes you feel safer in the water, God bless you. Just know the sharks aren't out to get you. All right, look, I'm going to the Bahamas here. And next week, you're going to hear an entire broadcast of Scuba Radio originated from the Caribbean Explorer 1 with Explorer Ventures. It's going to be a blast. And I'm trying out several pieces of new gear that you'll hear us talk about. One being the new Scuba Radio flying force fins that you can only get through Scuba Radio. Bob Evans is going to tell us about it next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. You came all the way down here
for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yes, this is the official radio show for scubaholics around the world. And one of my favorite scubaholics is on the line right now. Bob Evans from the Force Fin Corporation is on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, fantastic, Greg. Thanks for calling. I'm getting ready for a big
crazy day of cutting and drilling fins.
Yes, well, that's what he does. He sits there and listens to scuba radio, and he pours his and makes new designs of the Force Fin, which there are a plethora of models that you can check out at forcefins.com. But the one I want to talk about, Bob, is the new Flying Force Fin that you can only get through scuba radio, because I have my new Tan Delta pair ready with me to take to the Bahamas next week, and it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to get them in the water and play.
You know what? We better wake everybody up, Greg, and tell them to get the water out of their ears, because this is the only place on this planet that they can get a Flying Force. We have them in extra large. I just got done trimming number 53 and 54. They're numbered and signed. They come with a really beautiful bag with a logo on, the embroidered logo on them, and it for $400, it's a steal.
It is, because, you know, the first 50 pair, I'm talking about 52, 53, 54, these are the pair of Force Fins, or the Flying Force Fins, that he's made specifically for scuba radio listeners, and it's a special variation design of the original Force Fin, which is extremely popular, one of the most recognized fin designs on the planet, and actually was put in the New York City Modern Art?
No, it's in Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Yeah.
10,000 people a day see it hanging on the wall. But this is one that this fin, I mean, you could hang it on the wall in your home. It's a piece of artwork. It's got the bungee strap on it. And listen, if you want to support scuba radio, this is the way you do it. You put up the $400, and that a good portion of that goes to support scuba radio, and that's what these fins are about. And they're unreal. They got the upcurved wingtips from Boeing's wind tunnel studies on my product, and you just can't beat them. So get out your checkbooks, because 53 and 54 are ready to go. They're in the most beautiful amethyst, kind of a purple color, clear tan delta fin, the highest performance material you're ever going to find.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit, Bob. The tan delta material, we throw it out there all the time, and I know it's like indestructible, and it looks amazing when you're wearing it, and everybody looks at them like, ooh, those are a piece of art. That's impressive stuff. What is it about that material that makes it so special?
Yeah, the material is about $10 per pound, Greg, but what's special about it, it's after they're made, takes 20 minutes to make one pair. After that, it goes in an oven for 8 hours at 240 degrees plus or minus a point. It's got to have that kind of accuracy. And what that does is it cross-links the molecules and gives you snap. That's the tangent of the delta. That's where that name came from. It gives you a return and snap out of a material that doesn't exist in any of the little other types of fins that we have in this marketplace. I mean, they are indestructible, but the main thing is it's the gold of plastic materials, and it's got performance that just continues to go year after year after year after year.
Yeah, and like I said, it looks so cool. You know, he makes these colors, whether it's purple, like I have a pair of blue, but some of them are see-through and clear. It's just amazing colors that you come out with for the Force Fins, for the Flying Force Fins especially. So,
well, yeah, that's what decided that for scuba radio, I would make it in the best material of all the materials we have here at this company. We make a variety of different types of hand-cast polyurethanes, but this is the cream of the crop, and you can't beat it. And I'll tell you, when you pull one of these out of your bag, dive boat, some heads are going to turn, because everybody's going to know, hey, he's got a smart fin, and that guy knows what he's doing with his diving.
Yeah, absolutely. And he looks cool, and he has something that's truly unique and identifies him as a scuba radio listener. Call 1-800-FIN-SWIM, 1-800-FIN-SWIM. Ask for the scuba radio Flying Force Fin, or go to scubaradio.com and click on the link right there we have for Force Fins. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explore Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explore Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explore Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. On the line with me right now, my great friend from Andros in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Resort, Lucia. How you doing, Lucia?
I'm okay, I think.
You think?
I think. I'm still recovering from Ocean Fest. That was way too much fun.
Yes, well, who isn't?
Yeah.
You know? We're kind of in the drunk tank, so to speak,
yep.
In between events. Ocean Fest, the next big event that I think might actually eclipse Ocean Fest in some capacity, is going to be the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash Memorial Day weekend at Coral Caverns Resort with you. Are you guys ready?
We're in training, actually.
You're in training?
We're in training, yes. We're gearing up for it.
Yes, you're stocking the bar accordingly is what
Absolutely.
You're saying.
Absolutely.
And drying out and to make sure that you've... have plenty of time to recover from Ocean Fest and be ready for this event. Now, it's not too late to hop on board this event, Thursday, the 22nd through the 26th, Memorial Day, if you want to come out there and hang with us, right?
Absolutely. We've got a few slots left.
Matter of fact, at Ocean Fest, I saw the patent boat, which you guys have there on site now, which is an inflatable dive boat. That's super hardcore, heavy duty. Coast Guard uses these things. But literally, the access point for the boat, you don't dive off the transom. You actually dive through the middle of the boat. It zips open. It's one of the coolest boats I have ever seen. I can't wait to dive off of this thing.
The rubber deck is alive and well and ready to go.
Now, the number to call for people if they want to get on the Scuba Bash and join us for the weekend with a mermaid or two and CJ, even Bill the producer is coming on this one.
Shocking, isn't it?
It is shocking. He has no idea what he's getting himself into, but, you know, it's going to be a good time for sure. I know he's looking forward to it.
It's one of those be careful what you ask for things.
That's right. But the number is, if they want to book it, is what?
1-800-327-8150 at Undersea Adventures. They would love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash Memorial Day weekend. You can go to Coral Caverns Resort and get that number as well. CoralCavernsResort.com. Do it. Join us. It'll be an event you will not want to miss. A lost weekend for divers? Yes, probably. But something that, we'll at least videotape it so you can go back and remember the parts that you missed or forgot about. You know what I mean? Yeah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and fizz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
So tell me what you need.
I'll need a dive car. no depth limit, and a big black sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past a depth of about 100 feet.
Been there, know that.
I wanna dive all day and hang at tiki bars, working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with scuba radio. And we'll all hang out at tiki bars or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there, where the guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a diver. Hey, hey, I wanna be a diver.
And who doesn't? I mean, come on, let's face it. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the line with me right now, I have Krister from Waterproof Wetsuits of Sweden. How you doing, Krister?
Hello, Greg. This is a very, very nice day in Florida, and I tell you that's a big difference from Sweden.
Yeah, I was going to say, you like it here in Florida. You're spending some time here in the States working out some business issues. Matter of fact, you set up our mermaid Abby with a new waterproof wetsuit that she's going to be styling in next week in the Bahamas, and I know she's very excited about that. But I wanted to bring you on because, Krister, a lot of people haven't heard of waterproof, and you guys have been around for years overseas, right?
Yes, we've been there since 1984, so that's 20-some years. We've been making suits and suits only.
And you guys are, like, rated the best wetsuit over there, and it's just now starting to get over into the States, and people over here are starting to get a little bit more familiar with the brand. But just from your standpoint, what makes waterproof wetsuits so much different than everything else on the market?
I think there's a couple of things you could maybe look at. But I think one thing is for sure, we never try to do something, let's say, plain, you know, or like everyone else. We try to stay focused on making design and technical solutions for suits.
I think what you're saying is quality is key when it comes to waterproof wetsuits, right, Krister? I mean, you were telling me a couple weeks ago, years ago, wetsuits were actually better than they were today because now the mass-produced wetsuits are using cheaper, super-stretch type of neoprene that doesn't keep you as warm. Is that it in a nutshell there, Krister, or what?
Well, you can say that when the prices goes up on material like oil, oil-based material and things like that, and the price on the stuff doesn't go up, somewhere the money has to be taken. That's how it is.
Yeah, I mean, you get what you pay for, and if the price goes up, they got to charge more, or they got to figure out a way to make the product with cheaper materials, right?
Yes, and you see less zippers and less panels. Less sewings on the suits, behind
it. Yeah, I would have thought that less sewing and less panels was a good thing, but now we have found out that's not necessarily the case. Check them out, waterproof-gear.com on the web. And stand by, Krister, because I got more questions for you, because not only are these things styling, they really do keep you warmer. And they, by far, I've said this before on Scuba Radio, are the most comfortable wetsuit you could ever put on. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, well, who wouldn't? I mean, come on. If you're a diver, this is the place to be. Explore Adventures, Live Aboard. That's actually where we're going to be next week. Don't miss that show as we broadcast from the Caribbean Explorer 1 Live Aboard in the Bahamas. But right now, I have Krister on from Waterproof Wetsuits of Sweden. They've just started launching this brand out in the States. Actually, it's been out a couple years at least in the States now. But the brand may not be as prominent up there in the States as it is, say, overseas. And we were talking before the break, Krister, that you guys don't skimp on quality. You use higher quality neoprene than the majority of mass-produced wetsuits on the market today, right?
Well, you know, there is two things. Waterproof suits pass the European norms for suits. That's a norm that if I say this gonna keep you warm, I have to prove it.
You have to prove it over there. They don't just let you make claims on TV and radio like they do in the States, right?
No, you cannot do that. And you actually have to prove it. So there is test institutes. You have to leave your material down there, and they test seams and how well it is. Isolates you from the cold, so that's how it is.
Your suits are very, I don't know, they do have a lot more panels, a lot more seams than most suits you see on the market. And some people would think, okay, hey, well, more seams you have, more chance you have for your wetsuit to come apart. What is the truth regarding that?
Well, that's not really the truth. The truth is, I mean, you can't make a football out of one panel. Let's face it, you have to make it round, and your body is round.
Right.
And the thing is, if you sculpt the suit of your body, there will be less stress on the seams.
I got you. Okay, so if you sculpt the suit with different panels, there's less stretching going on at the seams, therefore they're not going to fail on you.
Yeah, it's less problem with more panels.
Yeah, and because of that, you can have thicker neoprene, yet it feels and compresses less than cheaper materials, and it'll keep you warmer. I mean, you know, the thing about my waterproof wetsuit, I have a Capri 3 mil that I've been using for at least a couple years now, and it's by far been my favorite suit, not just, you know, because of the fact it's keeping me warm, but because of the fact the thing is just so friggin' comfortable. I mean, is that because it's sculpted a little bit better with all those panels? It just makes it easier to get on and off?
Yeah, that's how we work. You know, we have our own design departments that have been doing this for more than 20 years. We know about this, and we have so many sizes, more than any other company in the world. And so we have a suit for you.
There you go. Okay, so you have plenty different sizes, so you can fit just about anybody out there. And as a matter of fact, Mermaid Abby, she's borderline little person. You know what I'm saying? And you actually put her in one of the waterproof wetsuits that was a lady size, which is the first for her. She's usually wearing a child size suit that she's like stretching just a tad. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to understand. We are all over the world. We are also selling in Philippines, and those girls are not big, you know.
Yeah, so you have to adjust accordingly.
Yeah, but we have some big girls in this country, and in Germany, and in Sweden. So.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, well, you know, and if you don't trust me, if you don't believe what we're saying, you guys actually have won awards overseas as well, like from third-party ratings companies or whatever, that, like you were mentioning earlier, right? The, what was it, the Blue Dolphin Award, the waterproof wetsuit got, or what?
The Dolphin Award is a European, let's say, Oscar.
Okay, it's the Oscar of diving in the UK.
In Europe.
In Europe, okay.
And that's every year in Düsseldorf, and it goes for regulators, it goes for computers, it goes for suits. And Waterproof have won that award for wetsuits the last 5 years, and for our dry suits as well.
Well, excellent. Well, obviously, you know, they developed these things out of Sweden. They're used to the cold water. Wetsuits are extremely important to you guys over there, and even more important to a warm water wuss like myself. And I thank you for creating such a product that is so comfortable. I don't mind putting it on. I mean, usually, I got to be honest with you, Krister, I don't like wearing wetsuits because they're too much of a hassle. But my waterproof wetsuit really does feel like putting on a Lycra skin, but I get the protection of a 3-plus mil wetsuit, and I can, you know, I can dive in a little cooler water and feel comfortable about it.
Well, you know, it's like this. When you swim close to icebergs, you think a lot about how can I keep the water from, you know, getting out, you know, out of my suit.
You have a much higher incentive to create a higher quality wetsuit than we do in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't hurt you, right?
Oh, I love it, and you guys are awesome. And I know we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with you guys in the future here on Scuba Radio, and welcome aboard on that. In the meantime, what you need to do is check out waterproof-gear.com on the web, waterproof-gear.com on the web. Check out all the product line right there. And you know, of course, you can find your local dealer in right there on the website as well, and go in there and try them on for yourself. Try it, and I think you'll buy it. If you're like me, like my Abby, and you got somebody like Krister behind here backing you up who wants to keep the ice water out of his suit. That's a pretty good incentive there, Krister.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, buddy. Well, we will be in touch, and thanks for checking in.
Thank you for, and you, and tell you, you guys are famous. That's a good thing about Scuba Ray. You can listen to it all over the world, and I know people do.
Well,
you are growing.
Way to brown nose. They brown nose in Sweden, evidently, too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we want to go with you guys.
Well, hey, who doesn't? Hey, let's move on, though. A guy who's just been traveling the world. I don't know if he's been to Sweden lately, but I know he's been over in the Far East, and that's Big Wave Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Just kind of recovering from some jet lag.
Little bit of jet lag coming back from, where were you, Saipan, or what is it?
Well, I was in Sipadan diving with Borneo Divers for a week. Was out in Singapore for some work. We were over there, and then I took another week's vacation, and then my wife Carla came over, and we had some great diving.
Yeah, and, you know, he manages the Be a Diver pool and works at the DEMA organization, so he's been working like crazy. About time you got a little R&R in. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Hey, it was great. You know, right before the show, I was on the road for a few weeks. In fact, we were in Atlanta, and flew straight from there to Singapore for a week for the ADEX dive show, which happened to be the same week as Ocean Fest, and then over to Sipadan.
Yes, and you had the new Bonica HD underwater camera system with you, did you not?
Yeah, correct. Bonica's HD camera system is a sponsor of the pool tour. So we used it in Atlanta to shoot some video there during one of the pool stops, and then I just kind of borrowed it along when I went down to over to the east.
Yeah, you know, I just got one of the new Bonica HD DV underwater camera systems that you were using there, and we're taking it to the Bahamas and turning it into a Scuba Radio mermaid cam. What do you think of that, Dave?
They'll love it. It's so easy to use.
You know, I'm sure it is, and you're going to tell me how to use this thing next. Stay close, and we'll get more with Big Wave Dave on the Bonica HD DV underwater camera system next. Stay close.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Ok, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
J'aime énormément la scuba radio.
I love scuba radio.
Et spécialement, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, how you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah, and you know, that happened on our last Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures, at least the one in Saba. Who knows what's going to happen next week when we're in the Bahamas? We're going to capture it, obviously, in audio form right here on the show and originate next week's broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 1. But we're also going to shoot video with the new Bonica HD DV underwater camera system. We're literally setting up a mermaid cam with the folks from Bonica, and Abby's going to shoot the video. Big Wave Dave is on the line. He's just been using this system in the Far East. What is it? Saipan? Saipan? I don't know where you were.
Saipan. It's off, okay. It's off of Borneo, and it's awesome diving dove with Borneo divers. The system's so easy to use. In fact, Carla Riptide, my wife, used most of the diving, shooting most of the video with it.
It's pretty much just point and shoot, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it's very easy to use. You got video. In fact, if you want a still shot, you can shoot a still shot, which also shows up very well.
Hey, and the best part is it's HD. I mean, I was talking to the folks at Monica, too. It uses SD cards, like your typical SD card, and they were saying like a 2-gig SD card will get you an entire hour of HD video on this HD DV Monica camera system. What were you using, Dave?
I had a 4-gig HD SD card in there. It worked great. Even shot, you know, getting video, still shots. The system is so awesome. It's a 2-part system. Even if the outer housing was to leak, which is very, very rare, the skin is around the camera, so you're not going to hurt the camera at all.
Yeah, well, it's idiot-proof filming, and you got to love that, and that may come in handy when we're turning it into an official Scuba Radio mermaid cam. God knows it's going to be put through the ringer. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Hey, I know. I mean, keep in mind, that thing is traveling around with the pool tour going all over the United States. I mean, all people use it, so it is very simple to use.
Absolutely. Go to BonicaDive.com on the web, and once again, check us out next week as we broadcast live from the Caribbean Explorer 1 Live Aboard, and watch for the video at ScubaRadio.com, because we are going to have a mermaid cam for the first time ever.
A woman, and she's so beautiful, serene, angelic. I almost feel bad about staring at our knockers.
All right, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Thanks for listening. And remember, no matter where you are, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
What do they got? A lot of sand. We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clown here, no heart to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.